It's the Cricket Shed. Hello there and welcome to the Cricket Shed podcast. The name is Larry Quiridai. The final episode of the World Cup, the Under-19 World Cup, is just done. Going to go through some of the records. Going to have some excerpts from the press conferences we had with the England captain and, of course, the winning captain from India. India having won that. And then going to have one final interview with the tournament director, Hamilton Masakadza. You're listening to the Cricket Shed podcast.
It's the Cricket Shed.
So, Zimbabwe's Harare Sports Club held its final match of the Under-19 Cricket World Cup. First of all, I must say, shout out to both Zimbabwe and Namibia for hosting what I'd say is a world-class event. Okay, no incidents, nothing, no drama. Everything just worked like clockwork. And just shout out to everyone from the ICC who was involved. Of course, the local organizing committees made sure that it was a safe environment. And I was saying, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, taking it all the way to Takashinga Cricket Club, where, you know, it got into the community. I don't want to use the word ghetto, but a lot of people use that. But they took it back to the hood. Like that's where a lot of these modern heroes of cricket are. The likes of Hamilton Masakadza, you've got, all these players, like Elton Chikumbura, who was the captain, not the captain, former captain of Zimbabwe, but he was the coach for Zimbabwe in this particular tournament. So, pretty exciting that the game went there to the people. Not to say we, the people, were close to Harare Sports Club, but not people. But to get what I'm saying, got to make it a carnival that takes it to the humble areas of the people. So let's talk about the game, the final. England against India. India were going for their sixth title. This is the 16th edition of the tournament. And it was all about one boy, Vaibhav Suryavanshi, the 14-year-old, who made his IPL debut last year. And, you know, I always say to people, sometimes the hype is worth more than what the player is. Now, this kid is special. 14 years old, smashed 15 fours and 15 sixes in his brutal 175 in 80 balls. Now, you got to think about it. That's a strike rate of 218.75 in a final. His highest ever score in a ICC World Cup final. And India posted 411 for 9. This is a final, guys. And I would say, you know, England gave it a go. I mean, it's got to be one of those difficult things. I mean, I think they got to like 300 and you still think he's still got another 100 to go. But they just didn't have players. Caleb Falconer's excellent 115 was ultimately in vain because England lost by 100 runs. India extending their run as the most successful team in the tournament. So shout out to them. Now, Suryavanshi's exploits go beyond the final. He made 439 runs. He was second to Ben Mays, who topped the scoring charts. Ben Mays from England. The 18-year-old finished with 444 runs. But the strike rate for Suryavanshi for the tournament was 169.49. Now, think of that. That means this is just insane. It boggles the mind. This is a kid. He's a baby. If you see him, Vaibhav Suryavanshi is a baby. That's what he is. He's just a baby. But he was just incredible. Now, he lit up Harare Sports Club. And, you know, every time he hit the ball, people going, yee! Making sound effects because he was just incredible. And just going to love that. And shout out to the ICC for bringing this tournament to us. Because, when you see the kid in the IPL, you don't really sit down and think this guy must be this incredible. Now, just looking at some of the other stats, Manny Lumsden finished the tournament's leading wicket taker with 16 scalps. Thomas Roo finished top of the dismissal table with 14 as a wicket keeper, alongside Pakistan's Hamza Zahur. Australia's Will Malachek broke the record for the fastest Under-19 World Cup 100 when he reached the landmark with 51 runs against Japan, while West Indies Shekhan Bell claimed the best figures of the event after taking 6 for 40 against South Africa. And Zimbabwe finished 12th. So we're not clear what happens next because we don't even know how many teams there will be in the next World Cup. It's still going to be 16. The rumors there might be 20. I don't know. So we're just figuring that out. What are you going to do now is going to have a listen to the losing captain, Thomas Roo. This is what he had to say with clips from the press conference after the match.
Yeah, obviously something different. We knew that Vaibhav is a great player and what he's capable of, but to see that, I think it was a special innings, and we struggled to know where to bowl. It was tough, but yeah, we learned a lot out there today. Yeah, definitely. Coming off at halftime, we thought that we could go and chase that, and we gave it a good shot. We knew that we had to keep up with the run rate. Unfortunately, just a few of us lost our wickets a bit too early on in that game. But the way that Caleb batted there was exceptional, and he's shown glimpses of that throughout the tournament. So to see him get a World Cup 100 in the final, yeah, it was very special for him. Oh, we've learnt heaps as a squad. I think being able to deal with pressure in different situations. We got put under the pump against Australia, and to come out on top there is credit to our bowlers. I think there's lots that we'll take away from adapting to different surfaces and best ways to go about and bat in 50 over cricket. But yeah, we'll take that into the English summer coming up. A little bit, yeah. I think as a squad though, we're really good at adapting to different conditions, and we spent a week over here before our first game training and preparing, and I think that's what we can put that down to. I think all our batters and all our bowlers in their own right have adapted quickly and done really well throughout the competition, which is why as a team we got to the final. So I think there are a few good individual performances, but we couldn't have been out there today without everyone. Yeah, we've loved Zimbabwe. We've been able to explore different parts. Went on a safari, and we've loved it. We've been out for dinner at different places, and it's great to explore different cultures and open our minds really. We've loved every minute over here. And like you say, that innings from Vaibhav, he's a great player. He's done that before in the IPL, and he's played high standard of cricket. So I'm sure it won't be long before we see him on the biggest stage.
It's the Cricket Shed. Okay, then now let's hear from the winning captain, Ayush Mhatre. And this is what he had to say after that triumph.
We are not sunken yet. We are just... I can't believe that we have won the World Cup, because it was my dream to win the World Cup, and as a captain I have won the really proud moment for me and my family. So the boys have worked hard for it, and 8 months hard work they have done, so it pays off now. Yeah, we know how his batsman is. So he's an explosive batsman, and he showed the talent that if he stays on the wicket, what can he do? He showed us now. So yeah, he's a brilliant batsman, and he has a fabulous talent, and the bat swing he has is a brilliant bat swing he has. So he has showed today that he's a big match player. He's a mature person, so he has played enough cricket in seniors also in India. So he's now mature enough to handle the situation and how to handle and how to bat in the situation that team needed. So he just batted that way only. Yeah, we know that Indian fans are all over the world. So they have showed us today that they come to support Indian seniors also, under 19 also. That I am really happy that they have came to watch the match and just motivated us. My dream is to play for India and to win the World Cup. Is the same dream, and to win the matches for India for the years. I will miss this bunch, because we'll not play as a team now. So yeah, we'll play opponents, but we can't play now in the same team. But I will miss this moment and just how we enjoy the moment last 8 years, 1 year, eight months, 1 year ago. So I'll just miss this moment.
It's the Cricket Shed. I'm here with the tournament director, Hamilton Masakaza. First of all, you must be happy with the way the tournament is done.
Yeah, really happy, Larry, with how the tournament went. Thought we had a couple of challenges with the weather to start with, but then it relented a little bit, and we managed to get all our games in after that first game. And I think just credit to the LOC and everyone who was involved behind the scenes in putting the tournament together like they did. And yeah, like you said, it went really well.
And then just as the tournament ends, the finished match is just done, it starts raining. It's like the rain stayed away.
Yeah, I think it's like a blessing to finish the tournament. The rain has come at the right time after we're done with the tournament. So it didn't really sort of affect the final. The forecast did have it that it might have affected the final a little bit, but thankfully it came a little bit later, and we managed to get a full game in and the presentation and everything before it came down. So yeah, really, really happy with how today went as well. I mean, watching Vaibhav bat in the way he did, he was always a player to look out for in the tournament. For him to turn it up like he did in the final, it was really something special to watch.
And then looking at the quality of the cricket, of course, your team didn't go through Zimbabwe, but the overall quality of under 19 cricket?
Oh, no, I think it was really good. I was really impressed by especially the seam bowling on show. I mean, the English guys got taken apart today, but I felt they did a really, really good seam attack going through the tournament. And just in general, I've watched a few of these under 19 World Cups. And all in all, I would say this is the one that had sort of the best and most seamers on show that were really quick and really good with their skills and everything. I was really impressed, especially by the skill level of the seamers in this tournament across quite a few teams as well. Not just one or two teams, but maybe 6 or 7 teams that had really impressive seamers. So I was really happy to watch that. And obviously the batting on show as well. I mean, just even the runs that we scored in the semis, the runs that we scored through the tournament, quite a few young players to watch out for. So the quality of the cricket, like you said, was really good, really good.
I don't know what Tino Maoyo is going to say about you saying that he's this is the best cricket. His was 2006, he had a big one.
Yeah. So obviously that Tino Maoyo one was our best performance as a country, getting to fifth place like we did. Obviously, it would be very hard to top that from a national perspective. So I always give credit to that team for the work that they did. It was really impressive. And to win the sort of big games that they did, I always give a lot of credit to that particular team. And even today, we still celebrate that and still celebrate what Tino and his Chargers did.
Final question. What does it say about the capabilities, not just Zimbabwe, but Namibia to host a tournament, as well as how the both boards work together in delivering what many people will say was a great tournament?
Yeah, it was very important. Like you said, both boards worked very well together, which is going to be very important. Looking forward to 27 as well, because we'll be doing it again, but with South Africa as well this time. So yeah, going back to this one, I thought there was very good collaboration between the two countries and a very very good exchange of information. And we worked together really well, and we're really happy with how it turned out on both sides. Because obviously it wouldn't have been the same tournament if one side hadn't gone as well as the other. So just the fact that we worked so well together, and just the fact that it came out so nicely on both sides, both in Namibia and Zimbabwe, is also something that we're really happy about, and it's something that we were celebrating as well, looking forward to 2027.
And in Zimbabwe, the fans coming out, Takashinga here, the final today.
Oh yeah, the fans did a really good job in coming out to support the teams. Firstly, Mashingo with those warm-up games. The turnout was really good there. I think Zimbabwe cricket was very impressed with that. And as a result of that, obviously going to be channeling more cricket down that way. And I'm sure even starting with the Logan Cup, they had the Logan Cup game there straight away. They're going to have A cricket there. They're going to have women's cricket there. So it was really good that the Mashingo crowd came out like they did. And then generally in the rest of the country as well, the crowds that we had in the semis, in some of the group games here at Harare Sports Club, the crowds we had in Bulawayo. And obviously, Takashinga, the turnout was really good. For pretty much every game, even the games that Zimbabwe wasn't involved in, the fans still came out and watched and supported. And it was really good for the tournament that people came out, and a lot of young people as well came out, which was also something that's very good, because they'll be inspired as well to take up the game. And that will inspire the next generation. So all in all, we're really happy with the way the fans came out and the way the fans came out and supported the cricket.
I'm going to let you go now so you can celebrate a really successful tournament. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Larry.
Cheers.
It's the Cricket Shed.
So that is that. It was fascinating how in Harare, save for the first match, and that wasn't even rain. It was just like, you know, drainage issues and whatever. Water went under. It's a long story. Takashinga, Zimbabwe versus Scotland didn't happen, and the rest is history. But it didn't rain in Harare throughout the tournament. The moment the tournament finished, I promise you, an hour after India get their what you call it, their trophy, and they're celebrating and so forth, it starts raining. So this tournament had all sorts of blessings and so forth in it. Whichever version of the supernatural, whether it's a deity, whether it's whatever it is, well, it worked out for this tournament. So yeah, it was a really nice tournament. And as every cricketing event that takes place, there was no incidents. It was very peaceful. And just, yeah, this is a good preparation, as Hamilton Maseka, as I said, for Zimbabwe hosting the big one next year in October, November, the World Cup, along with South Africa and Namibia. So as we build up to that, we're giving updates. But this is it from the Under-19 World Cup. We'll be reverting to the T20 World Cup, where Zimbabwe take on Oman in the first match. And that is going to be a lot of drama. Going to have reactions on the 3mob.com YouTube channel. That's going to be getting where I'm going to be putting up my reactions. And also, there is the small matter of the domestic league. So we're going to have a look at how to slip that into there, because Zimbabwe's premier domestic tournament, the Logan Cup, is underway. There are victories for Southern Rocks as well as Rhinos. And it was wild because Southern Rocks were bowled out for 120 in the first innings. They made 352 in the second and ultimately won the match. And you got to say to yourself, Eagles, it's a bit silly. But let's see what happens, because there is a Pro 50 match. So I'm going to try and sneak in a review on Tuesday and see how we can mouse shit up together. Because I've been saying I'm going to come back and we're going to do this. But it has a lot of cricket, guys. Loads of cricket. So I'll be giving you updates. But other than that, please get in touch with me at Query Rai. That's the X account. Also larry@3-mob.com. That's, and then also, this is a 3Mob Radio production for three men on a boat. Smash the like button, subscribe, share, do whatever is necessary to get this podcast out. It really does help us to get as many people listening to it as possible. And of course, the more people that listen, the more we can do some more exciting things in as far as cricket is concerned. Other than that, take care of yourself, the people that you love. My name is Larry Quiridai, and as I say, from where I come from, Asi Luisa Sebenza. Take care of yourself.
And that's it for this week's episode. Add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.